Okay, everyone, welcome back to the 2016 NFL Scouting Combine. Our coverage of the Combine continues with a behind-the-scenes tour of the Combine and a look at the medical process that goes on, a very important part of the Combine that is not often talked about. To help guide us through, it's Vikings certified head athletic trainer, Eric Sugarman.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thanks for showing us around. Tell everyone where we are right now and the process that these guys go through once they arrive.
The players that will be on the field in a couple days actually came tonight. And what the first thing that they'll do is they'll go to the hospital. They'll sit down with an athletic trainer and they'll go through their medical history. They'll talk about, you know, what injuries they've had. Maybe they won't be forthright, but thankfully we have a medical history usually from their athletic trainer at college and have done some research on our own as a organization of athletic trainers in the National Football League. And what people have to understand is that these teams, all 32 of them, are about to invest a lot of money in a lot of these guys. And you'll want to know everything you can about these guys. So not only do they get a physical, like when you go to the doctor and get a physical, ear, nose, and throat orthopedic physical, they get an impact concussion test. They do a functional movement screen. They do psychological testing. They do all kind of things. They get their eyes checked. They get their hearing checked. All kind of things. You know, we do, I don't know how many hundreds of MRIs at this combine and x-rays and things like that to have to really analyze these players and make sure you know what you're getting and be able to provide to the general manager and, you know, in our case, to Rick and Coach Zimmer and ownership, the, you know, accurate medical reports so you know what you're getting. So now the players have advanced to the orthopedic exam, and this is really the part of the combine that the players say is the most grueling. And the reason it's grueling is because now they're going to get an orthopedic exam, but not once, not twice, but six times. There's six different orthopedic rooms, each with six teams in it to make up all the teams in the National Football League. And the way the process works is that a player walks into the room and randomly gives his file to one of the doctors, one of the six teams that are represented in the room that I work in. The player comes to these tables that you see right here, and they get an orthopedic exam. Now, if you're a guy that's been lucky for 4 years and were very uninjured in college, your exam will take a matter of minutes, and your presentation in the next room, which we'll show you, will also take a matter of minutes. However, if you're a player that's had multiple injuries, you can be in this room for a while, and you can do that six times, and could be a very grueling process, which has been referenced by many of our players and other players that have come to the combine over the years. So once your exam is done on this table, and the physician that examined you, again, at random with one of the teams that works in this room, they're ready to present you to us, and I'll show you how that process works, and maybe we'll use Wabi as an example. The player comes into the room, the physician that examined you across the way will now say, this is Mike from Notre Dame, he's a quarterback, and his medical history is pertinent for right ACL in 2013. He had fixed by Dr. Chris Larson at Twin Cities Orthopedics. He missed the remaining six games of that season, hasn't missed any time since. His exam today, and typically the player isn't wearing jeans, but they're in shorts. And he'll note whatever findings he had. He'll go through the entire body from head to toe and not leave anything out, and then there'll be a discussion. And anyone at that time at any of these tables can, other physicians will come up, and because usually it's the head team physicians that are sitting at the table with the athletic trainers in here, he can come up and check your knee. You know, maybe Dr. Larson will get up and look at it. The doc for the Patriots might come up and look at it and ask him some questions to get their questions answered. Perhaps Dr. Larson doesn't like how this right knee looks, and he may say, you know, has anyone ordered an MRI of this knee yet? And, you know, you look at the master sheet. Nope, it hasn't been ordered. Okay, well, Minnesota would like to order an MRI. So it's written on the sheet, and when the guy checks out at the end, he will now be escorted for an MRI of that knee and come back and finish his physical.
All right, we're surrounded by a bunch of big trailers. Doesn't look like a medical facility, but lots of important medical stuff going on here, right?
Yeah, this is something they added years ago. You know, at the hospital that where the players do the intake, they have a certain amount of MRI machines, and it just the demand was too great. So they have these mobile MRIs, and as you can see, there's four or five of them right here, and it's very convenient for the players. MRI gets ordered, they walk right in here, they knock out the MRI, they don't have to go back to the hospital, and it works out pretty well for everybody.
And, you know, we see quite frequently athletes will come through and do the medical process, and some sort of serious ailment could be discovered that would not have otherwise been discovered, right?
Unfortunately, through the years, we have found some very serious cancer and things like that at this combine, and there will be guys tomorrow that get a physical exam that, you know, maybe they're a first, second round guy that will drop to a seventh round guy or an undraftable guy or there'll be guys that we fail.
That's a behind-the-scenes look at the medical part of the combine. Not, as Shug said, made for TV type of stuff, but definitely made for VEN and all of you who got to watch. So we thank Shugs for taking us around and showing us a behind-the-scenes look at the medical part of the combine.